With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Has the long-awaited Israeli offensive against Hamas in the Gaza Strip begun? National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says he will not discuss reports of an expanded Israeli ground operation in Gaza.
I'm just not going to speak about what they're doing or how they're doing it or what progress they may or may not be making. That is something for only the Israeli Defense Forces to speak to.
Internet and phone services collapsed Friday in Gaza under intensified Israeli bombardment, largely cutting off its 2.3 million people from the outside world and each other. Israel has amassed hundreds of thousands of troops along the Gaza border. The expected ground offensive is aimed at uprooting the Hamas terrorist group in response to its bloody incursion on October 7th. Explosions from the airstrikes lit up the Gaza sky Friday night. Congressman George Santos was back in court today, correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Representative George Santos has pleaded not guilty to revised charges accusing him of several frauds, including using credit cards belonging to some of his campaign donors to make tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges. The New York Republican had already pleaded not guilty to other charges first filed in May, including applying for and receiving unemployment benefits even though he had a job. A tentative court date has been set for next September. Santos, who is free on bail, has denied any serious wrongdoing. I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities are scouring hundreds of acres of family-owned property, sending dive teams to the bottom of a river and scrutinizing a possible suicide note in the second day of their intensive search for an Army reservist accused of fatally shooting 18 people in Maine. This is SRN News. Christian legal firms are stepping up to help parents purge their schools of pornographic books.
In addition to considering a parental rights issue, I think it's a child abuse issue because of the potential harm that's done to young children when they see sexually inappropriate material.
Teresa Sidebotham is an attorney with Telios Law.
It can increase their sexual activity, their sexually permissive attitudes. Girls can be objectified early. That increases their risk for anorexia and other self-harming disorders.
And there's another problem.
It makes them more vulnerable to abuse by adults. Pedophiles use this kind of material to groom children. I mean, this historically has been where kids will get exposed to this type of thing.
She advises moms and dads to find out what books their kids are being exposed to in the school district. This is SRN News. Kansas officials are calling a massive computer outage a security incident.
And that has kept most of the state's courts offline for 2 weeks. While authorities have provided no explanation, experts say it bears all the hallmarks of a ransomware attack. The disruption leaving attorneys unable to search online records and forcing them to file motions on a piece of paper. State officials have not said if there's been a demand for a ransom or when the systems will be back up. Jason Walker reporting.
Lawyers sparred in a Virginia courtroom over whether a teacher shot by her 6-year-old student should get workers' compensation. Abby Zwerner is suing Newport News Public Schools for $40 million. The school board argues Zwerner's injuries fall under workers' compensation. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.